Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is traffic accident. Now let's listen to the conversation.
Whoa, whoa, what's going on? Watch out!
Watch where you're going.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. Are you all right?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel terrible. I really didn't mean to knock you over. My tire just exploded and I lost control of my bike. Really, it was an accident. Please accept my apologies.
Just let me try to stand up. Oh, wait a second. You seem really familiar. I think I know you from somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. I think we've met somewhere before. We met at Aaron's place last weekend. What a coincidence.But anyway, I'm glad to see you're not badly hurt, and I should probably get going. I've got a 9 o'clock meeting. But here's my number. Call me and we'll exchange insurance information.
Ouch! My ankle! I think it's broken. You can't just leave me like this! Are you calling an ambulance?
Nope. I'm canceling my appointment so that I can stay here with you.
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation.今天对话是关于一个小小的交通事故 traffic accident. 男生的车轮爆炸了，车失去了控制。他说 Whoa, whoa, what's going on? Watch out! What's going on? 怎么回事？因为车轮突然爆炸，车失控了，所以男生说 What's going on? 怎么了？但是这时车已经开始往前冲了，于是他说 Watch out!小心啊，这是对旁边的路人来说的 Watch out, 小心。这时他撞到了 B。B 说 Hey, watch where you're going. Hey, 你到底要往哪里走？这时 A 终于停下来，他说 Oh no, I'm so sorry. Are you alright? Oh, 不，非常抱歉，你没事吧？ Are you alright? 你还好吧？你没事吧？Oh, I don't know. 哦，我不知道。哦，就是说呢，我也不知道我到底好不好。A 说 I feel terrible. I really didn't mean to knock you over. 对不起，我感到非常的糟糕。我不是故意把你撞倒的。I feel terrible. 在这里呢，就相当于 I feel sorry. 哦，我感到非常的，非常的糟糕。I feel terrible. I really didn't mean to knock you over. Mean to do something 表示故意做某事。那前面 didn't mean to do something 不是故意做某事。Knock you over 把你撞倒。我们看一下 knock over 这个短语。Knock 这个单词呢本身是有撞倒的意思。Knock over 也是表示撞倒。那和它意思一样的短语有 knock down、啊、knock down 也是表示撞倒。我们看一下例句。I knocked over my coffee cup all over my desk this morning. 今天早上我把桌子上的咖啡打翻了。那这里 knock over my coffee cup 就是把我的咖啡杯子打翻了。下面 She was knocked down by a bus. 她被一辆公共汽车撞倒了。那这里呢她用的是 knock down. 其实呢用 knock over 也是可以的。那人呢是被车撞，所以当人做主语的时候后面用被动语态，所以是 was knockedwas knocked. 好，我们继续往下看。My tire just exploded. 我的轮胎刚刚爆炸了。Tire, 轮胎。Explode, 爆炸。And I lost control of my bike. 我的车失去了控制。 control 表示控制。我们看一下关于 control 的短语。第一个 gain control of 表示获得对什么什么的控制。gain 有得到获得的意思。take control of 表示接管对什么什么的控制。lose control of 表示失去对什么什么的控制。就像这篇对话当中说的 I lost control of my bike. 我失去了对我、车的控制，也就是我的车呢失控了。还有 beyond control 表示超出控制。beyond 超出什么什么、beyond control 超出控制。那如果是 under control 呢，就是处于控制之下。Under 有处于什么什么之下的意思，那 under control 就是在控制下。下面 Really, it was an accident. Please accept my apologies. 真的，这是一场意外，请接受我的道歉。 Accident 名词表示交通事故，这是一起交通事故。It was an accident. Please accept my apologies. Accept, 接受. Apology, 道歉. Please accept my apologies. 请接受我的道歉。这时 B 说, Just let me try to stand up. 请让我先起来。这里呢有两个短语，分别是 let somebody do something 和 try to do something。 Let somebody do something 表示让某人做某事， try to do something 表示试图做某事、努力做某事，或者是试着做某事。请让我试着站起来， Just let me try to stand up。 Oh,Wait a second, you seem really familiar. 哦，等一下，你看起来真的挺面熟的。Wait a second, 表示等一下。Wait a second, 相当于 wait a moment. You seem really familiar. Familiar, 表示熟悉的。好，熟悉的，我们看下面的一些短语。Look familiar 就是看起来很眼熟。Sound familiar 听起来很熟悉。Taste familiar 尝起来很熟悉。我们看下面的例句。You look really familiar. 你看起来真的很眼熟。Do we live in the same neighborhood? 我们是不是住在一个街坊？Neighborhood 名词表示街坊附近。和 familiar 相关的短语有 be familiar with， 表示对什么什么熟悉，对什么什么很通晓。比如说 I'm familiar with this neighborhood， 就是说呢，我对这附近很熟悉。换句话说就是我特别了解这个附近。那还可以说 I know this neighborhood very well. 好，这边呢我们可以总结一下啊，就是说呢 be familiar with 这个短语呢，它的意思就相当于 know something very well， 对什么什么很了解。我们继续看对话。 I think I know you from somewhere.我想我应该是在什么地方见过你。I know you from somewhere. Somewhere 表示某个地方。这时 A 看了看 B， 他说 Yeah, that's right. 哦，是的，是的。I think we've met somewhere before. 我想我们以前在什么地方见过。We've met somewhere before. We've 是 we have 的缩写。We have met somewhere before. Met 是动词的过去分词，原型是 meet， 拼写是 M-E-E-T， 表示见面。也就是呢，我想我们以前在什么地方见过面。We met at Aaron's place last weekend. 上周我们在亚伦家里见过。Met 原型同样是 meet， 就是见面、会见的意思。What a coincidence! Coincidence 表示巧合。What a coincidence 就是多么巧啊。But anyway, I'm glad to see that you're not too badly hurt. 但是呢，不论怎么样，我还是很开心你没有伤得很严重。I'm glad to see. 我很开心看到什么什么。看到什么呢？有一个 that 从句。That you're not too badly hurt.你并不是伤得很严重。Badly 表示严重的。Hurt 受伤的。And I should probably get going. 然后呢我应该走了。这边呢 get going 表示出发离开。Get going. I have a 9 o'clock meeting, but here's my number. 我有一个9点钟的会议。Meeting.名词会议。But here's my number. 但这是我的电话号码。Call me and we'll exchange insurance information. 给我打电话，我们将交换保险信息。Exchange, 交换。Insurance, 名词保险。Information, 名词信息。这时 B 听到 A 说要走，他着急了。他说 Ouch, my ankle. 哎呦，我的脚踝好痛呀。Ouch, 疼痛。比如说呢，你不小心撞到什么地方，或是别人打了你一下，你会说 Ouch, 这个是一种就是条件反射。Ouch, 相当于我们汉语当中的哎呀哎呦这种感觉。My ankle, 脚踝。I think it's broken. 我想它骨折了。Broken, 骨折了。You can't just leave me like this. 你不能就这样离开我。Leave, 离开。Leave somebody, 离开某人。Like this, 像这样。Are you calling an ambulance? 你是在叫救护车吗？Ambulance, 救护车。注意一辆救护车前面用的是 an ambulance. Call 表示打电话。你是在打救护车吗？ Are you calling an ambulance? A 说 Nope, I'm canceling my appointment so that I can stay here with you. 没有，我正在取消我的会议，这样我就能和你待在一起了。好，这里有一个单词叫做 cancel。cancel, 动词表示取消。我们看下面的例句。All flights have been cancelled because of bad weather. 由于恶劣天气，所有的航班都取消了。注意，航班呢是被取消，所以当航班做主语时，后面要用被动语态，所以是 being cancelled. 下面 The train to London has been cancelled. 去往伦敦的火车被取消了。好了，这就是我们今天的内容。如果你想获取更多免费英语资讯，欢迎关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily。 最后我们再来听一下今天的 conversation。
Watch out!
Ah!
Watch where you're going.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Are you all right?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel terrible. I really didn't mean to knock you over. My tire just exploded and I lost control of my bike. Really, it was an accident. Please accept my apologies.
Just let me try to stand up. Oh, wait a second. You seem really familiar. I think I know you from somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. I think we've met somewhere before. We met at Aaron's place last weekend. What a coincidence. But anyway, I'm glad to see you're not badly hurt, and I should probably get going. I've got a 9 o'clock meeting. But here's my number. Call me and we'll exchange insurance information.
Ouch! My ankle! I think it's broken. You can't just leave me like this! Are you calling an ambulance?
Nope. I'm canceling my appointment so that I can stay here with you.